I just want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. Even if it hurts me. That's my love. That's what my love is for people. Is I want the people that I love to be happy. Even if that means I'm not in it. Or I'm just not in it as much as I feel like I would want to be involved in it. Mm-hmm. As long as the people that I care about or I love is happy. Like they're genuinely happy with their life.
Yeah.
That's how I love.
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you are now tuning into Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit, everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go. Okay, so while a quick intermission. While they were roommates, because I was sitting here like, oh my god, it was that time.
Yes, it was.
While y'all were roommates, I don't even know how I came across him. He was my tattoo artist.
Okay, there we go.
And out of nowhere, I was like, I'm doing a music video. And he was like, okay, like, and I was like, I need a guy for it. He was like, but I didn't know you. Mm-hmm. I had you on social media.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you like this. Like
personally,
did
yeah.
Not hang out. I had not ever met you.
Nope.
I had you on social media.
Exactly.
And I happened to go to that tattoo shop. And I was just like, oh, I want this and that, blah, blah, blah. He happened to be an apprentice there. And then, like, he came up when I got there and he was like, oh, what are you looking for? And I'm like, oh, I don't even know what it was. Oh, the arm thing that he didn't end up doing when I got there.
Yeah.
But I told him. And I was like, we ended up being friends. And then, like, I was doing a music video. I was like, I need a guy for this shoot. And he's like, oh, I'll do it. And then he did it. It's not on YouTube, guys. Don't go try to look for it. He's the one who did the tying up.
He is the one that did the tie in. Shout out my baby dad. How you doing?
Not quick applause. But yeah, so that was when y'all were roommates.
Yeah, we were roommates first and stuff like that. And we ended up just getting later. Yeah, me and her met later after the fact. After me and my roommate / hookup person was, you know, I don't even know what you want, yeah. what the whole situation was, but after me and him did get together, because he did get to a point where he was tired of me just being like, no,
oh,
a bunch of times. He was like, okay, like, I'm going to ask you this one time, this really? One last time for us to be together. And if you tell me no again, then I'm going to stop pursuing you. And I realized that that's not what I wanted. And I did want to pursue something with him. And we ended up being together after that. And then me and you started hanging out. And that was crazy.
We did meet after that.
Yeah, we did meet after that, which was so funny.
Like, you know who?
For real, this situation was crazy. That's a story for another podcast.
We got 40 minutes.
Okay, we can do it with this podcast. I don't care.
Awkward silence.
So, plot twist. So, how she said that me and her didn't meet, but we were on social media. Me and her actually had big crushes on each other on social media, and we kept trying to meet up with each other, but timings just never happened. So we really never ever met up with each other. And then
we literally saw each other and was like, oh, like this, like, I mean, we would comment on stuff.
Yeah, all the time.
But it was like nothing.
Yeah,
like,
it was nothing crazy. It was like super soft. I feel like it was soft flirting, because we were like super soft flirting or whatever, like trying to hang out or whatever. But then like
I ended up let me plug in.
Yeah, go ahead.
I ended up hanging out with him without mentioning names.
Yeah, we're not doing names.
I ended up hanging out with him. And I was like, oh, tattoo artist, this or that, whatever. And then plot twist, he's like, I'm really into this girl. Because we're talking, like, you know, like.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm really into this girl. And I'm like, oh, who is she? And he says your name. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my god, I know her. Plot twist. Plot twist. Like the whole, oh, I missed that. Or the... And then after that, I was just like, oh shit, like I know who you're talking about. And I don't really know how after that we started hanging out, like the whole like,
I think it's,
yeah,
I think,
let's hang out.
I think it was just more the fact that I was closer. I lived closer because I lived where I live now, like in the town that I live now, and you lived here. And then when the situation that I was going through where I ended up moving in with him as just roommates, I ended up closer to you. But do you remember
the very first time we hung out?
I know we went out to the club, and I know you picked me up because you literally texted him and was like, Mr. Still Your Girl. And that is a famous quote that I will never forget because it was so funny to me for the simple fact.
We went to what is now, I don't like to say club names because I don't like to promote. Well, honestly, they're not a club anymore. It was Noor.
Did we? That's that where it we went? Noor. Bruh.
It's not Noor anymore, but it was Noor. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to the club?
And I was like, yeah. Okay.
So we went to Noor. Yeah. And I remember when I parked there, I was like, it's Mr.
Still Your Girl. Oh, and that was so funny to me. But yeah, so that was a really fun time. I mean, now.
So back to the dating apps. Back to Chispa.
Yeah. Okay. So Chispa's been okay with me. Like I've gotten hit and misses with it. Mm-hmm. Like I've met really cool people and I've met shitty people.
Is there any other app, even though we're not sponsored? Like
that was really the only one that I really was on, okay. Because like I kind of try to stick to one app at a time. I don't like to jump around like and be on too many apps because I feel like it's really overwhelming for me. Like it's too much stimulation and I don't like that.
But you do feel like you can find love on it.
Yeah, I do. I do feel like you can. It's okay. Not common.
But you feel like.
But I'm open to it. It's what's okay. One of the things that's
especially it's, someone. Like we said, we don't go out. And stuff, yeah. You know? Like
if you're introverted, yeah, I feel like apps are kind of low-key good for you. Like it's sometimes it can be really shitty and sometimes, but it's 50-50 no matter what, regardless. Like
so maybe not more so focusing on, or maybe, yeah. But the question was what to talk about on the first date. What do you think is a go? Don't talk about like the nose. Talk about the.
Like, I feel like a really good question to talk about, or like a really like, good subject to talk about.
You're doing your makeup. You're like, oh, I'm about to go on this date, like this and that, and then you get there, and then what are we talking about?
I feel like a really big thing.
So it is a hello,
and then like all that good stuff, like the good introductions after that and stuff like that. I feel like a really good topic to talk about, really to really understand somebody, at least personally for me, is I like to know people's views on death, which sounds from crazy. Yes, let me know how you feel about death.
We already passed, like, hey.
Yeah, we passed really that. Yeah, we
family oriented.
Yeah, yeah, we done all that. Okay, yeah, okay. We did.
And
names.
What do you mean by the death?
Okay, like I just like to know how you feel about. Just death in general, like, are you scared of death? Are you accepting death? It's an intense thing, but it's something that I personally I feel like I need to know. Yes, I know. It's a big thing for some people, but like for me, it's a big thing for me because like personally,
do you bring it up?
I do. I'm like, oh, like you
know,
how
do you feel about death?
Yeah, how do you feel about death? Like, are you scared of it? Like. Are you cool with it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I want to know how you react to it or how you feel about it, what you think about it and stuff like that. Because personally, me, like, I'm not scared of death. Death is inevitable. We're humans. It's going to happen. We can't change that.
Did you have to get to that point or do you always?
No, I feel like I've always been at that point. Always? Like, yeah, yeah. I'm not. I don't think I've ever really been scared of dying.
You're not even scared of, like, how you're
going to die? No, I don't worry about it. Because if I worry about it, then I feel like I'm not.
Living.
I'm not living. I'm not experiencing life to the fullest that I feel like I should be because I'm too worried.
One time. Sorry. You have to get an applause for that.
I'm too like you're too worried about like when or whatever. Yeah. And I don't want to think about that. It's gonna happen. Like you can't change that.
I know we're sidetracking a lot, but if you were to go to a psychic and she was like, I can tell you right now how you're gonna die, what time, what day. Would you say yes, please tell me? Or not please tell me, but like, yeah, tell me. I don't mind it. Or would you be like, I don't want to know?
This is crazy because I kind of like, there's this movie that I'm madly in love with and it's called Big Fish. So if anybody...
I like it.
Do you love Big Fish? Okay, I haven't...
Tell me why I got on it. And you know that. Because when I posted it, you were like, you just saw it.
Yeah, you just saw it. Like, I...
And it was like,
what, I try to put... Yeah, ago? I try to put people on Big Fish. It's a really good movie.
Go watch it if you can, Big Fish.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. It kind of goes on to death. And it kind of goes with, like, how you perceive it, like either you're gonna take it realistically or are you gonna have fun with it,
yeah,
like with your life with it. It's a good movie, so go watch, yeah. Big Fish if you can. Like, it's a really good movie. It's like two and a half hours long, but it's good. It's good. It's so good. You won't be
there like, oh, 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. You'll love it the whole way through. But I kind of
cried.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. But I try to put people on that so that they can, yeah, have a better understanding on it and not just think of like just straight like, oh, like, are you gonna die? Are you scared of dying type shit or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm not scared of it. But I feel like Big Fish is a movie that really helped me understand it better. Like,
but would you, if someone was to tell you when, where, and how, would you want to hear it? And not a lot of people believe in the psychics,
yeah,
but let's say she is correct and she will tell you when, how, what time.
I think it would just depend on how I am mentally at that point, because if I feel like I'm okay mentally, I feel like I'd be okay with knowing.
You would be like,
I feel like I'm okay. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, go ahead and tell me. Like, and then I'd be like, that's crazy type shit, right?
Oh, shit.
Maybe a couple years ago. Nah, don't tell me. Okay. Like, yeah. But I feel like I'd be okay with it right now, just because for sure, I know that I'm 100% okay with the fact that I'm going to die. And it's fine. Like, I'm not worried about it.
So you bring that up on the first date.
Yeah, because I want to know. Like, are you... Because I feel like if you're scared of it, then you're not really being realistic about life itself.
You've done this a couple times?
I've done it a couple times, yeah.
And what have you gotten more so reactions? What is the reaction?
Just people shocked at the general question. Like, I mean, it is a very, like, bitch, like, you gonna bring up question. Death on our first, yeah, date type shit.
A shocking question. But you know what? What do you get?
I feel like a lot of people are scared of death just so because they feel like they don't have time to live. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really thinking of like you don't have time to live. It's more thinking of the fact like just enjoy the time that you have to live. Type shit. Yeah. Like, we don't know. No, we don't know what we're doing.
Right now, I could walk out, slip, and die.
Don't do that. Okay?
No, please don't.
Please don't do that. I'll cry. That
this is recorded. Please release it on Thursday.
Don't do that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of the things that's... It's inevitable. Like, you can't change it.
But this is one of the things you're good to talk about on the first date.
Yeah, I'm okay with talking about it. I'm okay talking about a lot of shit on the first date. I'm pretty much an open book, honestly. I'm not gonna lie.
What is something that has given you, like, not the ick, because people use that word. Like,
that's so funny.
I'm getting the ick. We're older, but we, like, I kind of know that. Like, I'm getting the ick. I guess not the nose, not yet. But you just pulled out the death question and now it's their turn. And you're like, oh. So the shock factor that you just gave.
Yeah.
What gives you the shock factor when they ask this on the first date?
If they ask me, mm-hmm, like this question on the first date? Oh,
maybe
my God.
Not just that question, but that gave them the shock factor. So something that gives
you the shock factor. Fuck, what would give me the shock factor? Because it's kind of... I feel like it's kind of a little tricky to shock me, low key.
I'm saying
the way I be, yeah, the way I be thinking. I don't know. I feel like what shocks me if I go on a first date with somebody is like them being so into themselves and being like, oh, I do this and I do that and I make this much. I don't like that. That's shocking to me.
Like if they're like, I go to the gym and I make this much money.
It's more the money thing, honestly. Like they feel like their money is what's going to make me impress decide you. Yeah, exactly. And I don't like that, and that's shocking to me. That's shocking to me. It really is. And even though people do it a lot, it still shocks me every time, because I'm just like, why do you feel like your money is really going to entice me into being with you or like pursuing you?
So I guess that does go into the nose.
Yeah, I don't like that.
On a first date.
Don't talk about, like, I mean, you can talk about your money, but don't be, like, persistent about it. Yeah, don't be cocky about it. Like, don't be like, oh, I make this much money so I can do this, that, and a third. And I'm just be like, okay, I make money too. Like,
is that the top thing? And then what's after that? You're just like,
yeah, I feel like money.
Stop talking. Like, there's not going to be a second date because they talk about this.
I don't even know. Fuck.
Plot twist. You could talk about anything.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm just like, what would make me be like, nah, I can't like hang out with this person.
Maybe
no
some
more.
Red flags, like, oh, the fact that he said this is really like, we're not gonna have a second date.
That's so tricky. I don't know. Cause it's like, I feel like it's more of a vibe thing too. Like, if I'm not like, if I feel like we're not just not vibing on that level.
What does that mean to you? Like, you're on a date right now. What's the non-vibe thing?
I don't know. Like, we're just not connecting, like, mentally on certain subjects. Like I said, like, okay, like, we just don't. I mean, we don't have to see eye to eye on everything. But, like, I would like us to have some kind of similar.
What if he's on his phone?
I don't like that. Don't do that.
See, that's
because like, if we're on our first date and you're on your phone the whole time, you're not paying attention to me. You're not even trying to get to know me.
Here's one thing that I don't like, and I don't know if you agree.
You're definitely not trying to get to know me if you're on your phone the first date.
But I don't like this. And here's the clues, but like, honestly, I could, you know what? I could read you. So you could listen to this, and I'm gonna still read you. But there's been times where I've been on a date. We get the menu, right? We're reading the menu. I'm still reading. The waitress comes. You know how it's like your drinks? Okay, mm-hmm. What's your drinks? And then it's like, oh, y'all ready? I'm like, oh. And then they're like, yeah, I'm ready and I'm gonna order. And they order.
Oh, yeah, they're just not like, and they're not like, waiting for you to figure it out.
I wasn't even ready. And it's not even like I take a long ass time. Like, I get it if I'm taking 45 minutes.
For real.
Okay, bitch, yeah, don't wait. You hungry,
I guess. I get it.
But if we're on the same time, like, I'm not even taking that much time. Is that a thing for you, or am I stupid? Like,
no, I feel like it is a thing for me, because, like, at least for me, I...
You can't even wait.
Yeah, I up front tell people, like, oh, if I get options, it's gonna take me a second. Give me a little extra second or whatever. Like, the waitress or waiter comes around, they're like, oh, you guys ready? Give me another lap.
Let's say
give me one more lap.
Let's say he mistreats the waiter.
No, don't mistreat the... That's a red flag, yeah, right? That's such a red flag, because...
What falls into that for you?
Oh, my God.
Like, the whole what?
Like, just being rude, like...
More
water. Yeah, don't snap. That's disgusting. Don't fucking snap. That's fucking disgusting.
I've been a waitress, and like,
I haven't even been a waitress, but I've been a hostess, so I've seen people, and that shit is disgusting.
No, I've seen people snap, not at me, but like at my coworkers. Mm,
disgusting.
And she was like, no, they snapped at me, and I was like, I wouldn't even go to that table.
No, that's...
And they even
shake
their glass. They're like, more.
It's one thing to be, like, the finger where you're like, excuse me. Like, you're trying to get your waiter's attention. That's one thing. Because you're, like, you're being
and
patient about
finger,
it.
Finger, it's like, I'll do it
so
if
low.
It's been, like,
a minute. You're like, I haven't seen you.
Excuse me.
And you're still, like, hesitant about it. Yeah. Because I am, like, usually I'll just wait. I'll just wait.
I'm that type.
I'll just wait for you to come back. It could be 45 minutes, an hour later, and I'll be like, oh, hey, how you doing?
But I've seen the thing where they say that if they mistreat their waitress or waiter, it's a red flag.
It is a red flag because it's rude. Yes, that's so rude because you don't know what that person's been through. They've been here all day. They've dealt with so many people, especially if you worked in the restaurant industry. Like, you know what's going on behind the scenes. Like, you get it. And if you can't even be patient with somebody that has 5, 6, 7... 10
you're gonna be
different tables.
With me?
Yeah, you think you're gonna be patient? You are definitely not gonna be patient with me. You're definitely not gonna be patient with me.
Exactly.
Like, and I just can't. And another big thing of mine is, like, if you see me stacking dishes, I'm doing that for my waiter. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stacking dishes, yes.
Cleaning the
yes,
table
I'm cleaning
thing?
The table.
Yeah.
I'm helping bust tables.
How do you feel about litter? Litter
bugs. I hate litter. I hate litter bugs. Throw it in the trash. Put it in your pocket.
Honestly, I will judge you hard if you're littering. Like,
put it in your pocket. put in your pocket until we get to a trash can.
Let's say a peanut shell.
Yeah, biodegradable.
Yeah.
That shit will fucking, is done. Yeah, no, I can't. I can't. I get so mad. I'm just like, why wouldn't you just wait to throw it in the trash? So, throw it in the car. Throw it in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Like, I will literally throw shit in the back of my car until I get to a trash can.
Or even put it in your cup holder. Like,
something. Anything other than just being like, fuck this planet. Here's the floor.
So we were talking about what to talk about on the first date. So the no's were literally just, what?
Don't talk about money. Don't be on your phone. I mean, you can talk about your money, but don't be like...
Do you think it's a red flag if the phone is down or no?
No.
You just don't mind
it. Yeah, I don't mind it. If you flip your phone like face down or whatever, to me, I feel like it's more...
their phone, they're going to the gas station, they're plugged up on the aux, and they're like...
No, I try not to overread stuff. I'm a very overthinker in general. Yeah, so I try really hard not to overthink certain scenarios. But I'm just like... Maybe you'll need your phone in there. You know, like, you don't know. Maybe somebody calls you. The way that I
think is okay, so there's been times where, like, oh, you want something? No, but maybe I did.
Yeah, now I gotta call you.
Your phone. Help. Now I can't tell you that I wanted that help. Fucking Slim Jim.
Jack, come back. Jack! For real, it'd be like that.
I guess.
And that's fine.
One of our last questions. I mean, you've heard Lizzo. Have your, I mean, not shout out. This is like a random ass thing. Oh, shit. This is like a random ass thing, but Lizzo has that song. Why men wait till they gotta be great? Have you heard that song?
Yes, I have. I have heard that song.
First of all, how do you feel about that sentence?
I feel like it's accurate. I feel like they do.
In what way?
In the fact that, like, they'll know they're being great, but they really don't acknowledge it with the person that they're with until it's too late type thing sometimes. And it's tragic, but it is what it is.
I'm going to stop you right there because the next thing was when they come back. Is that where you were getting to? Like, let's say they're with you and they come back. Because I know people have come back to you.
Yeah. I'm all for second chances, but I think it depends on the situation.
How do you feel about why they realize that when they realize it? Why men wait till they gotta be great? How do you feel about the whole I'm coming back and I'm realizing this shit? And do you even believe that?
Sometimes I feel like them coming back is just them.
But right when they come back, do you believe them?
No.
You analyze
the situation. I analyze the situation. For the simple fact that it's like, are you coming back because you really did realize what was going on and what was real? Or are you coming back because you're comfortable with me?
Yeah.
And you don't want to do this all over again? Because starting over is a lot. Starting over is tricky.
But how do you feel about starting over? Like,
it's exhausting.
What's your favorite color?
For real. It's exhausting. It is really exhausting. It's tiring. Like, people don't want to do it, but sometimes you have to. And if you don't, you could be missing out on something good for you. And it's shitty. It's shitty, but it's also good. Like, it's a lot of mixed emotions. It's a lot going on into it.
But you don't feel like you have to be with someone at a certain age or like...
No.
Nope. Like, it just happens when it happens.
It just happens when it happens. It really does, for the simple fact that the first time it happened to me, I was 19 and I was madly in love with this person, and he was at least 8 years older than me. And his thing was, he wasn't ready for it, or he didn't want to put me in situations that he felt like wasn't going to be right for me, which I understood, but I also didn't really understood. Like, I felt like if you really loved me, you would have been with me type thing.
Yeah.
And then I got with somebody that did love me and wanted to be with me right then and there. And then years later, they still love me, but they felt like they didn't experience their own time for themselves. So they wanted to do that. And that was its own thing.
Yeah.
And I had to respect that in itself. And then it's like, do I keep doing this thing over and over again and keep hurting myself? Or do I just close myself off to the world and just kind of be like, whatever? But me being me, I'm a hopeless romantic at the end of the day. And I love love.
One time for the hopeless romantics out here.
I do love love, and it doesn't matter. Like, I can go through the worst breakup, and at that moment,
I still have a lot. Yeah, to give.
Exactly. I'm gonna be at that moment. I'm gonna be like, I don't ever want to love anybody ever again. Hurts. It hurts. Yeah. It does hurt, and it breaks you, and it really does. It sucks. The whole situation sucks, and you do feel like, oh, I could never love anybody the way I love like right now. But if you're hopeless romantic, You're gonna love again. You're gonna love again. One more time. You got a lot of one more times in your life.
But going back to like when they come back.
I think it depends on you and how long you're willing to wait for that person. Mm-hmm. Because there's limit.
Things that maybe they have to fix.
There's a limit. Exactly. There's a limit and there's a time frame, and if they know the time frame that you are willing to wait, that's realistic and that's okay for the situation, I guess.
How do you feel about them realizing it right then? Like, are you coming from you, I feel like you're more understanding of, okay, you realized it, but like...
Yeah, like...
Too late.
Yeah, I feel like where I'm at right now, like, I'm not going to lie, I have been waiting, even with my own past love, I have been waiting for 2 years for this person to, like, figure out what they wanted to do and, like, do what they feel like they needed to do. And I feel like 2 years is decent.
That's a long
time. It is a long time. It is a long time for people. And I'm at the point now where it's like, I still have love for you, but this isn't fair for me anymore because I am such a loving person and I do love love so much. Like, I need it.
How do you feel about when they're not understanding of that? They're like, well, wait some more. Or like, well, why don't you give me? Like, I'm trying.
And I like, mean, like...
And you're like, well, I'm at this point where I'm...
I'm done.
Like, why?
Yeah, like, why? Exactly. Yeah, I don't feel like the person that I was waiting for would ever be like, I need you to wait longer. I don't feel like they would ever be like that. Because even from the start, they were just like, I don't expect you to wait for me.
Okay.
Like, they already knew.
And it depends on the situation.
Yeah, it depends on the situation and the person and stuff like that. And I waited because I felt like that's what I needed to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if they're just like, I feel like if somebody tells you, I need you to wait for me, that's a different story. Like, I don't feel like that's okay. Yeah. I don't feel like anybody should ever tell anybody else, wait for me. Mm-hmm. Because that's not fair. You're making somebody else put their life on hold instead of letting them have the decision on whether they want to or not.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I decided to put my life on hold for 2 years. Because, but it's okay. But I needed that. Yeah, I needed it for me. I needed to do that for me. And now I'm at a place where it's like, okay, I'm done waiting.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is at this point.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that I don't love the person any less or any differently. It's just different now.
To conclude that, how do you define love?
I feel like love...
The way that you've been saying, oh, well, I love you in this, and if I loved you in this... Because even the scenario that I gave you, like, oh, like, your man's not, you know, he's dressing, but I still love you. How overall do you define love?
For me.
Your overall definition.
Yeah, my overall definition of love is just like, for real, is just like, I don't know, like, I just want the best for you. If I love you, then I really just want the best for you.
But what does that mean, that I love you? Like,
I just want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. Even if it hurts me. That's my love. That's what my love is for people. Is I want the people that I love to be happy. Even if that means I'm not in it. Or I'm just not in it as much as I feel like I would want to be involved in it. Mm-hmm. As long as the people that I care about or I love is happy. Like, they're genuinely happy with their life.
Yeah.
That's how I love.
And not to get into your age, but if, because there's been people who are younger, I'm already in love, and like maybe
they're, I feel like, not, young people can love. Young people can love. Yes, completely. Love, whatever your definition is of. Yes, exactly. Your definition of love is going to be different from somebody else's definition of love. Like, I feel like you go through love in different stages. You go through a really young love and then a more mature love, older and stuff like that. Love is different stages.
Now I'm going to hit you with like a deep one.
Oh, Lord.
Your advice to yourself.
Like right now? Like, or like a younger me?
No, you right now. Or both. Yeah, go start with younger you. And then, like, your advice to younger you would be?
My advice to younger me would probably be, don't put yourself in situations that isn't okay for you just because you love that person. Because you can still love somebody, but not be okay with what they're doing. Yeah. I feel like, because like, I feel like when I was younger, I felt like when I was younger, I let a lot of things slide that I shouldn't have let slide because I did love that person. I felt like, oh, I love this person, so it's okay. Like, I should let it slide.
That's a big advice to me. And when I said wasted time, I did used to think like that. But, like, later on, you're going to think that wasn't wasted time. But honestly, I've been in, like I said, in therapy. And, like, it's like, if I could go back, I would do it all again.
Yeah.
Just because you brought me here to where I'm at.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. The only thing I would change is maybe because I don't feel like...
I'm not going to lie.
My baby dad, I'll change that. I'll change that.
I'm not going to lie. I did say that the person that happened with, it'd be a lot... I wouldn't deal with as much as I did for as long as I did.
Exactly.
But I would deal with some of the things. You would do
it again. Yeah. It would still be the same person. Let's cut it from... Same scenario.
Let's cut it from 5 years to like 2 or 3. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but... I know that made me who I am today.
Yep.
So, like, when you were talking like that, I was like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what would your advice to yourself be right now?
Try to be more open. Because I feel like going through those experiences when you're younger, you do start to feel more numb to your emotions and your feelings.
Yeah.
And I feel like it ends up hindering you when you're older because you're just like, I'm just going to detach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to feel feelings, but I'm going to act like I don't feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fair for the other person. It's not fair for the next person because you're not giving them your all, technically. You're only giving them bits and pieces that you want to give, which is fine. It is fine. It's okay. But at the end of the day, like, you're still not giving that person a chance to be vulnerable to you and you be vulnerable to them. So... It's going to be hard. I'm not saying it's not, because it will be. But also know that you do need to try to break down those walls with that person if you do feel like you can break down walls with that person. Like, don't keep walls up. If you feel like you like somebody, don't keep as many walls up. You can keep walls up, but don't keep as many.
Maybe 2 out of 10.
Yeah, 2 out of 10. You know, like, kind of break some walls down to help them out, because, like, it's tiring and it's going to be exhausting for the other person to try to break your walls down, because
even for you, you're hurt. You're keeping those walls up and you're just like, ugh.
It's going to hurt you in the end.
And if you could give advice to you in 10 years. 10 years
from now. Oh my God, 10 years from now?
You're like, hey, I'm talking to you from 10 years past. Like, I hope you did this. I hope you're here now in 10 years.
I really hope that I can express my feelings to people that I'm pursuing or, like, having romantic interest in better, because I am terrible at it still.
Like, working.
But I am working on it.
But this is 10 years.
Yeah, this is 10 years from now. So I'm really hoping that I can express my emotions a lot better. Got 10 years. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm really hoping that I can express myself a lot better to my person.
Okay.
because
not the air horn on the
because right now it's still tricky. Before I didn't want to ever express myself, and now I'm trying really hard to be better about expressing myself to my person and letting them know how I'm feeling and and know what I'm going through at the moment. And then 10 years from now, I want to be able to just be like, this is it. This is what I'm feeling. Yeah. This is what I'm going through. This is what's happening right now. This is what I need from you in return from everything that I'm going through.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to do all that, because right now it's tricky and it's hard for me, but at least I know it's hard, so that I'm trying.
Listen to this 10 years.
I know, for real. I'd be like,
twin.
Gasp.
We did good. That's the only bleep I got.
For real, the only bleep, one bleep. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's what it is. Because I feel like that's really what I need to work on, is just being able to express myself better.
Okay. And that's valid. Like,
yeah, because I can't. I'm trash at it. I really am. I'm so shitty at it. I try really hard. But, like, at the end of the day, like, my body's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't tell them how you feel. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
But I'm like, nah, no, you have to. You have to. If you want them to really care about you the way you care about them, you need to tell them how you're feeling.
Okay.
Because it's good. They need to know.
They do need to know.
They do need to know. Or they can't help you.
So in conclusion, your overall, good one. You're in your deathbed.
Oh my God.
And now
I don't remember shit. I'm seeing now.
Holding hands with Chochi.
Oh no, not my baby.
And you're about to tell her what you just said. Like then, now, and then. And you're like giving her the last advice. And you're like also thinking about what you just went through. What do you think in this moment? Which is not going to be anything like when you're in the actual
probably spot. Not. But if anything, like just like as of right now, if I'm like on my deathbed and I'm like holding hands with my baby and these are just like my last words, I would just tell her to be the best her she could be and to not be afraid of her emotions, because people are afraid of their emotions and they're afraid of expressing their emotions.
You're gonna have to come back for like
a recap on this. Yeah,
because emotions,
honestly, like
that's
I just
a whole 3 hour
it really
segment.
Is but I would really tell her like don't be afraid to express yourself emotionally, because hindering that is just, it's going to mess you up at the end of the day. Yeah, it's going to build up and it's going to mess you up personally. And you don't want that, and you don't want that for your person.
Yeah.
So let's just not do any of that. let's just go ahead and live our best life. Yeah.
So feelings.
Feelings.
Overall, if you had to tell people to feel their feelings, you'd be like, please
feel your feelings. Please express them. Obviously, like, don't let them control you. Be able to...
How do you think you would tell them to go about it a healthy way? Like, because you just said don't let them control you.
Yeah, because, you know, some people will, like, be, like, enraged and just... Yeah. Like we talked about earlier, like, just start throwing shit and just being erratic. I feel like when it comes to feelings, you do need to process them.
Okay.
Even if it's like for 2.5 seconds. Like,
one thing that I do want to say is I'm not against it, but like a lot of people go to drinking or drugs to just not feel their feelings.
No. I don't feel like that's healthy.
It's not healthy at all.
I don't feel like I've done
it. Sit in your feelings and feel them.
Yeah, you need to. You really
do.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's gonna suck.
And y'all are avoiding that. I'm not gonna say all of y'all, but like it comes to a point where, because it was even me, where you're just trying to avoid feeling your feelings.
Mm-hmm. But I would say feel them. And you have to. You're going to have to at some point, so you might as well just go ahead and do it.
You
don't,
have to get
numb them.
Familiar with...
You do. And that's the only way you're going to be able to regulate your own feelings and understand yourself and what you need and how you cope with things. And it's literally the only way you're going to be able to express yourself to anybody you're ever going to love.
Can you remember what got you to that point of like, let me feel my feelings?
probably this last relationship, because it was my longest one, and anytime before that I did numb myself with, like, it was more so alcohol than it was drugs. But I did numb myself so I wouldn't feel things. But this last one, I really let myself feel stuff.
And you really sat there?
I really sat there, and I felt it, and I cried, and I felt broken and felt like my world was crumbling beneath me. And it is a really shitty feeling to feel, and I get why we always want to numb these feelings.
What would you say to people that don't want to, like, sit there and feel broken and... Everything you just described.
You're going to have to. Push through it. You have to. You're going to have to push through, and it's going to be really shitty, and it's going to suck, and you're going to hate it. It's never a fun process, but the only way you're really going to understand the situation and understand yourself and what you need is by going through it.
Do you feel like you can't get to a certain point unless you sit there?
100%. There's no way. There's no way.
You feel like you can't have a healthy relationship unless you... Yeah.
Unless you sit there and feel your feelings. Because if you numb it, then you're not going to know. You're never going to understand.
And I feel like you're going to numb it for every relationship that
you're in. And you're never going to grasp the whole thing.
What did feeling your feelings do for you? Like, how did that help you?
It helped me understand... that it's, how you say, I guess it's just the simple fact, literally just the simple fact that it's okay to have feelings. Because, like, in our generation, we're always like, I don't have feelings. Yeah, fuck feelings. I don't have a heart. Like, fuck that shit.
I'm cold-hearted.
Yeah, I'm cold-hearted. And, like, I mean, we all play on it. Like, we all say it all the time. Like,
but at the end of the day,
baby, you have feelings. You're a human being. You're a human being. Mm-hmm. You have feelings.
Yeah.
So you can't numb it. You can, but for a short amount of time. Like, you're going to have to face your feelings at some point.
But you are saying it. You're not going to get to that healthy
relationship. Yeah, you're not going to be able to get to a healthy relationship. That's what you're looking for. Yeah, you're not going to get to a healthy relationship with anybody, let alone yourself. Yeah. If you can't feel your own feelings, you're never going to be able to better yourself.
Like you said right now, that's the generation thing. That's a big thing of, like, now so people are trying to be so cold-hearted that's why things are going to shit right now, because everybody's so cold-hearted. And, like, and nobody's trying to feel that when you match up,
everything's questioning everything. Yeah. You don't know if somebody's in it for the right reasons or if they're in it at all, because everybody's so cold-hearted or claim to be cold-hearted for it, or detached and stuff like that. And
so when you
it's did not fair sit for in, nobody.
When you did sit in your feelings, you think you're more open now with anyone that you Completely. Are talking to?
Yeah. I mean, it's still a struggle. Like, I still get really anxious sometimes. It's a work in progress. Yes, it is a work in progress. I still get really anxious. And if I start feeling like I'm gaining more feelings for somebody, I do feel myself trying to detach from the feelings, but I have to keep reminding myself, don't do that, because it's not fair for...
And you wouldn't want someone to do that.
Yeah, I don't want somebody to do it with me, and it's not fair for the person that I'm talking to, because I'm... At the end of the day, I'm not really giving them a chance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was hurt in the past, and yeah, I got told this and that and a third, but, like, that's not the same person. This is a whole completely different person.
I'm a big believer of don't push on what this person did to that
person. No, yeah, me too, completely.
Like, if this person did this, that doesn't mean that you're
going to do this. The next person will do it, yeah.
But it does
kind of
fuck with your head, because you're
hard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you do have it in the back of your head, but at the same time, you can't.
Like, you're trying so hard not to have that.
Don't project what other people have done to you onto somebody else. Because it's not the same person. It's a completely different person.
Just real quick, what would you say some green flags are that you're like, oh, this is someone that, like, I do want to look forward to, like, going forward with. You know what I mean?
Maybe somebody that is concerned about how I am emotionally. Like, when somebody asks me, like, how are you feeling today? And I let them know, and they're just not like, oh, okay. They're more like, well, why do you think that that's why? Or like, what's the reason behind it? Don't brush it off. Like, okay. Don't brush it off. Like, ask me questions so that we can figure it out together. Because maybe I don't really know why, but I do.
But you're okay with...
But I'm okay with talking about
the
it.
The questions?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm okay with the questions. I used to not be... Used to be a really big thing for me, but I'm trying really hard. Like I said, I'm a work in progress, even still today. But, like, I'm trying to be more open about it. Especially with somebody that I have feelings for. Like, or I'm growing feelings for. Like, I don't want to push you away. Mm-hmm. So if you're asking me questions, I'm going to do my best to try to answer them.
Do you think that you did push people away?
Yes, completely. 100%. I have.
Yes. I didn't even... The sentence finished and you were like, yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely pushed people away because I wasn't emotionally available. Do you regret
any of those? And I feel like I'm trying to, like, bring it to a close. But, like
I know somebody it's so pushed it. For real. I do feel like I somewhat regretted not being more open with people, but then at the same time, like I said before, like I don't like to say I regret. That's how it went. That's how it was meant to go, apparently, in my story.
So now in my journey, trying to,
but now but I'm trying to be better with it.
But obviously, you're also it's not, like, if you're not trying.
Yeah, but if you're not trying, then I'm not, like, then there's no reason for us to even be talking at that point. Okay. Yeah.
I guess to conclude it, are you looking forward to marriage or just...
Oh, Lord!
I mean, because some people don't
look
forward to that. And I know you didn't used to, but yeah, I guess that changed or...
I feel like it has changed. I feel like one day I would like to be married. I'm not rushing it or anything like that. Because, like, it's still a scary concept to me because I used to really be completely against it.
I feel like knowing you and, like, knowing how I am, you're not basing it on, like, oh, it's a whole contract or, like, this and that. Or, like, what's the idea of marriage to you?
So, for me, I think I had this conversation with somebody the other day. But for me, it sounds crazy. It kind of sounds a little fucked up. To me, at least, when I hear it. But, like, when I'm thinking marriage, I'm thinking of it more. It's a business. If we get married, this is a business thing. We shouldn't feel like we need to change anything
that was currently
happening, like, with our emotions or our feelings or anything like that. Marriage is a business, like, because now you guys are doing taxes together. You guys are...
Do you believe in prenups?
Insurances. Prenups, first off.
I mean, business.
I don't even make no money for you. For you to feel like you need to get a prenup. Or for me to feel like I need to get a prenup.
But how do you feel about prenups?
I feel like that's just a conversation that you have to have with your person. Like, if your person...
Regardless.
Yeah, regardless. Like, I don't feel like I would...
So, let's say you are this making bank millionaire. Mm-hmm. You're going to make him get a prenup or no?
I don't think so. I don't think I would.
It's based off trust?
I feel like it'd be... If I'm going to marry you...
Marriage should be enough, like... Oh my God, I'm trusting you.
To not fuck me over, bro, at the end of the day. Exactly. Like, like, I am trusting you enough to give you everything. The government knows about us, bro. Yeah. Like,
but to you, the marriage is a business thing.
It's a business thing, yeah. It's a business contract, low key. But, like, I would... But still, also, like...
So you wouldn't marry anyone without making the same amount that you're making because it's business. Like, you wouldn't make...
I don't think of it like a money business. I think of it more like a insurance and, like, tax type stuff. Like, you don't have to make more money than me and I don't have to make more money than you. Like, we're both putting in our share.
Okay.
Like, because there's... There's going to be days where I'm going to probably be... carrying the weight when it comes to bringing in the bread, mm-hmm. and there's going to be days where you're going to carry more weight bringing in the bread, and it's a partnership. It's a business thing. Like, it's not... I don't look at marriage like, oh, we're married, so now you have to do wife stuff or you have to do husband stuff. That's not what I think about it. Like, because that's not what it is.
So what is the business aspect like?
Just the fact that, like, it's a government thing now. Like I said, like, taxes and stuff like that. Okay, it's more like... the government knows that we're actually together for real, for real.
Knowing we're together.
Because everybody else already knew, but now the government knows.
But your phone knew secret the agents.
Yeah. Our secret agents know we're together now.
Okay. All right.
But I feel, I don't know. I still feel like traditionally just me being how I feel or whatever. That'd be nice. Let me show off that I got a cute little ring from you or whatever. Like,
because the air horn for the ring. Because
I was thinking about that the other day, and I was just like, bro, I already be extra as hell when I get my nails done.
Are you a big girl ring? Or
no, like I feel like I'd be a small girl ring, and it'd be more
thoughtful. Like,
yeah, it'd be more thoughtful.
Would you want to choose it, or like?
I feel like my ring would definitely be. Super
I can see you having like a
thrift store. Yeah, I would do like more gems than diamonds than anything like that. Yeah, it'd be like thrift store, like old school time shit. Like I want like a old ring. Like give me an old ring and stuff like that. Like I want it to be, I don't know, I feel like that's more personable than getting like a brand new ring with a big ass diamond on it. Like I don't need that.
So to conclude this, people that maybe can find you are like, you're single, you're about to get that ring, or
I'm not about to get no ring, as far as I don't know. I am talking to somebody right now, which is crazy. I didn't think I would be here, like, I don't know. I'm so giddy
this
about
this. This is this episode. Not to jinx her, but we'll so catch her
about,
up.
Yeah, I'm so giddy about the whole situation because I feel like we're still like in our cupcake, you know, the cupcake stage or whatever.
How do you feel about the cupcake
stage? I love the cupcake stage. I don't ever want the cupcake stage to ever stop.
I don't feel like it shouldn't.
I don't think it should either. I feel like it should be ongoing.
Even though it's not as mushy, I feel like it should be like a little bit like a wave.
Yeah, cute little waves.
Yeah.
Like, nothing crazy, but, like, cute little beach waves. I don't know, yeah. But I am talking to somebody right now, so.
Oh, so when we do her plug-ins, y'all, but for this episode.
No. Yeah, for this. Not Jinxie. He's so sweet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wait, I was going to cut it off right there, but wait, what made him sweet?
What made him sweet? Yeah. I don't know. He's always been sweet. I've actually known him for quite some time. So it kind of, it was kind of a shock that we're even here.
What was that?
Like,
why are we in this now?
Because he is really open about his feelings.
Okay.
Yeah. He's.
Even though you didn't used to be and you're like working on it.
Exactly. He's a lot more open and a lot he's very vulnerable,
the
and
yin and the yang.
Mm-hmm, he's very vulnerable, and I really appreciate him being like that because I haven't experienced that from another man to be at least this vulnerable with me this early on, and it's really refreshing, and you know it feels nice. Like it's nice. Yeah, I like it. It's a new experience for me. Yeah. So it's nice, you know.
For reference, she's over here cheesing. Like, I feel like her cheeks are going to
fall. They're going to fall out. They hurt.
Thinking about him. Okay. To wrap it up, thank you so much for being here. Just give us your last little hoorah.
My last little hoorah. I don't know. This was fun. I really did like this.
She's going to be back.
Yeah.
I promise you.
I should have been here earlier.
Tell me why. She's my... Oh. One of my... Oh, but she's my twin. She's my best friend. And like, it's the 9th episode.
I just got here.
And I literally called her up and I was like, come here, please.
I said, okay, I'm coming.
So she will be back because honestly, I feel like this was not enough of hearing from her. And it went so smooth. But your last hurrah, give it to us. Just.
So, like I said, this was great. This was a lot better than I expected it to be. I was very, very nervous.
She expected it to be trash.
I was very nervous about this.
She was like, my best friend's podcast is trash.
No, I hate you. No, I thought I was going to be trash. I thought I was going to ruin your whole podcast.
Stop.
But like...
Oh, by the way, This was, okay, catch us on the next episode of her tattoos, but she has a face tattoo.
Oh my god, yes, so cute.
It is cute. Y'all follow her
for a different day. Yeah. If you guys follow me,
catch us. No, you're coming back for the 10th.
Okay.
So catch us on the 10th episode talking about all her tattoos because they kind of match up until she got a fucking face tattoo. Bing bong. But it was so nice having you.
Yeah, it was great being here.
Give us your last thoughts.
My last thoughts? This is very intense.
So that is going to be a future episode. She's going to come back. She's giggling.
And yeah, you're gonna I'll come back. I'll come back for sure, for sure, for sure.
She's going to come back and talk about all her tattoos and much more.
Much more, obviously. The tattoos is just the tip of the iceberg. You know how they say. But I did love it, and I'm so glad that you had me here. Finally, we got here. Loki, it was me. I know, Loki, it was me. It's me.
I looked at you like, bitch.
I know. I'm so sorry. Loki, it was me. But, like, if you guys want to, if you guys want to find me or anything like that, Instagram's probably the best place to see what I actually look like and all these nonsense tattoos that she keeps talking about. You can find me at Ink Lady. It's InkLadii. You guys can find me on Instagram. That's pretty much, like, I'm not trying to give out everything, but that's the main one, baby.
Not her OnlyFans. No, I'm kidding.
Stop. I don't even got that one. No, she doesn't. You gonna play people into that fake one that somebody trying to do for me. You didn't see that? Bitch, somebody tried to make a fake page on Instagram to try to link me to a fake OnlyFans that I don't even have.
I saw you post, like, this is a fake, but I didn't know they tried to make a fake.
Yes, they tried to make a fake
OnlyFans. Okay, so she has no OnlyFans.
I do not.
So if they try to trick you.
Don't fall for it. You might as well just send me money. The Cash App is the same thing. Ink Lady. I don't have an OnlyFans. Let's keep that in mind. I do not. But if you want to send me money, you can go ahead and do that too.
If you didn't catch that, down below, it'll be at Ink Lady. Like, I'll literally have it in the description. But thank you so much for tuning in. Like, I had so much fun. This shit's making noises. fuck.
It was
mad
great.
That it's making noises.
Yeah.
So the message button's always there. And the support button, so if y'all want to donate 99 cents,
woo!
$1.99 or
support that
$4.99, please, we need another microphone.
Headset, so
we need a headset. Look, you heard it here, you heard it on the last episode, we need a microphone, and you heard it here, we need another headset.
Fact.
So please donate. The donate button's right there, or, like, y'all are done hearing me. You're like, okay.
Oh no. Bruh, I just got here.
But thank you so much for tuning in. This was my special guest, my twin.
Hi.
The link is down below for everything. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook at Es Una Vibra Way. Y pues, sí. Es Una Vibra Way.
Bye.
Adios. 'd you feel?
Great. It was fun. That was fun. It was a good time.
One more. Love having you, though.
I know. This is exciting.
Gotta come back.
I will. Definitely.
Feel your feelings, right?
Huh?
Feel your feelings?
Feel your feelings. So hard. Hard time.
Feel them so hard.
Feel them so hard.
Feel them.
Feel them.
Feel your
all
feelings.
The time. Hard
like
time.
Like now.
Like yesterday.
Like tomorrow.
No. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wait.
Under the rock.
3 years.
What? 10 years ago.
20.
No, that's too far. Just kidding. Oh, how old are y'all?
Bye.
Bye.